The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, I'm here. I went over to the state fair today. They had the food tasting for the media. They bring us over each year, and they want us to taste the food, and then we vote on what's the best new item for the fair and what's the most creative item that they have that they're putting out on the menu. And the best tasting, and I agreed with this, I voted for this, is the deep fried lasagna. It is good. It's really good. I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm just saying it's good. Now, the most creative one was the funnel cake cheeseburger. What it is they just take the funnel cakes and use that as the bun.
It sounds good.
And but here's the key. I'm wondering. I didn't ask the guy. I should have asked him. Does that include if they use the cherry or apple pie filling that they can put on? I wonder if that goes along with it.
And you're losing weight.
Oh, yeah. I'm not eating.
How?
I didn't eat all that. I didn't eat it all. They give you just little taste things of it. And what did I have? I had the lasagna, which was good. I got to tell you, that was good. That was my lunch, mainly. And then I had, coconut cream pie, little tiny taste of that. I mean, look, the spoon looked like somebody from, Land of the Giants would have used it. The little tiny spoon. So anyway, you had that. And trying to think what else I had. I didn't have much. I had about just three things.
I'm pretty sure that much. I just gained 10 pounds listening to what you ate.
Yeah. But this year, I thought it was a little bit down this year as far as the food went. There wasn't anything really outrageous like they usually have, Dwayne. I mean, I'll never forget a couple of years ago when I went there and they had deep fried butter. I'm not kidding you. Big old thing of butter battered and deep fried. And I'm going to tell you, I love butter.
I remember my kids, when they were little, they would eat it just
bite it off the bar. Yeah, it was good. I'm just telling you, I can't eat it by the spoonful anymore. My arteries rebel.
That's exactly right.
Won't let me do that. But that's what I did for lunch today. Any place they're giving me free food, I'll show up.
I'm pretty sure my arteries are hardening as we speak.
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat enough of it to harden. I really didn't. I did good today, but that's how I've lost my weight. You were asking me earlier, I lost weight. I've cut back my portions. I do a thing that's called intermittent fasting, and I stop eating at 8 o'clock at night, and I do not eat again until 11 a.m.
Actually, I think that's what my wife's doing at the moment.
That's how I do it. Now, that doesn't mean that you stuff in what you normally would have eaten if you had all that other time to eat. You cut back on your portions, and you will slowly lose weight. I mean, February of last year. So that's what, we're in the 10th month right now.
Yeah.
So 18 months, basically. 20 months.
Let's just
say 20 months. And I've lost 65 pounds.
That's amazing.
So I'm doing good.
You are?
Doing good. So we're going to talk car, house, life, motorcycle, boat, insurance, or everything that you need to go out and to insure at your home. A lot of people think they are insured, and then they find out when they sit down and really talk to somebody. They go, man, I got a really good deal on my insurance. Then you start digging in, and you start looking at, and you mentioned to me, you know, you bought your home, and it was, let's say, $100,000 when you bought it. You've been with the same insurance guy. A lot of people stay with the same person for years and years and years. So let's say you've been with them 15 years, and you've never changed anything. So you're still paying what you paid 15 years ago, and you're feeling pretty good, except if you let Dwayne do an audit. He's going to show you that if your house burned down today, you wouldn't be able to rebuild it. Your insurance would not rebuild your house. And that's what you're expecting it to do.
I think that most people will understand when you talk about the fact that, say, 15, 20 years ago, it might have cost $60, $65 a square foot to rebuild a house, to build a house. And in today's market, you're looking between $100 and $110 a square foot. So
big difference,
a huge difference. And if you're staying with the same guy and you're still insuring the same amount, the only time that unfortunately most folks find out that they're not covered the way that they should be is when it's too late.
Now, here's my
that's the scary part.
Here's my statement about that. If your insurance agent doesn't call you every year and go over your policy with you.
Right.
Get a new insurance agent.
That's right.
I mean, being honest with people.
Well, and you need to be talking at least every year with people and with someone. And the thing, too, is that we get into a habit, and it happens in my office, to be honest, and I have to, you know, keep an eye on it. But we don't want to feel like we're pushing someone or we're trying to sell somebody something all the time. And so it almost gets to where you're a little bit scared to call someone just because they might think you're...
I understand that.
But it should be an open relationship where that you're having a conversation and it's not about sales. It's about making sure that you have what you need and what should be covered.
Well, yeah. If something bad happens... You want to make sure that things are taken care of.
That's right.
And the only way that happens is you, the professional dealing with this, tell me what I need. When it comes to insurance and your doctor and all of that, a lot of that, it's all laid down in trust.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to be able to trust the person that they're going to tell you what it's, you know, where you're at. My insurance agent does that.
I had lost I went yesterday and spoke with the lady who owned a business next to mine, and she had lost her husband 2 years ago, she said, and that she had not looked at her insurance since then. And so we pulled it out and started looking, and they had her contents covered for $23,000.
Okay.
Which... when they opened this up 7 years ago, might have been pretty close to what the contents. But now, you know, I had her turn around, and just as an example, I said, you know, how much would one of those chairs cost? Now, you have to picture this is a big reclining chair with a foot bath at the end of it that has a massager and steam and all
they're
that
really
stuff.
Good
so,
chairs.
Yes, sir. So, you know, you're looking at $3,000 to $4,000, which I'm thinking is probably not even enough, but... if you did that, she had six of them behind her. And so we're talking about even if we used her numbers, it being somewhere around $18,000. And then that's before they even look at all the equipment and all the nail polish and all the stuff that was around her. And I mean, she had $50,000 worth of stuff inside the building. And so if, God forbid, it was to burn down, something happened to it, she wouldn't get enough to reopen.
Okay.
And so commercially, that's something that needs to be done too, looking at it both commercial and residential, and keeping up with it and having that discussion with your agent on a regular basis.
No, that's what you got to do. And I'm just saying yearly, it's like, you know how you check, you're supposed to check your smoke alarm yearly to make sure that the batteries are good. You should always check on your home insurance or your life insurance or your car insurance, all of that you should check. Sometimes it might go up. sometimes it might actually go down.
Well, and I talk to folks. What I try to do is if they have their auto with me, which we try to do most of the time, every 6 months I'll have to call them on their auto anyway. And so I try to have that conversation. And one of the ones that I had last week, in fact, was that as I was sitting there talking to him, oh, and he said, you know, I forgot to tell you, but we put in an alarm system and a fire detection system in our house. Do we get a discount for that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not always going to be bad. It's not always going to be something that you have to pay more for. It could be something that's a good thing. And just having those conversations is a good thing.
Dwayne Smith is with us. He's over on Keel in Sherwood. What's the exact address?
3920 East Keel, Suite 8.
All right. And the phone number?
Is 501-819-0373.
We can come back. We're going to talk to him. If you got questions, here's your person to talk to. I mean, this is the man who keeps Mr. Mayhem at bay. We'll talk further when we come back on the Dave Elswick Show. Okay. Friend of mine is here in the studio today. Dwayne Smith is here. I've been talking about Dwayne for quite some time now, a couple of years. But I've been talking about him before that because he went up to Sturgis. He actually got on a motorcycle and rode all the way there and then rode all the way back. I think going up there, you got all that adrenaline flowing. It's not so bad. But when you're coming back and all the adrenaline's drained away, you've had all your experiences, then your butt starts talking to your mind.
It's true.
And it's hurting.
Well, and I also did it the wrong way. One of the things, we rode up in stages, so it took us about 5 days to get up there. We took the Chisholm Trail from Oklahoma up to South Dakota. And so that wasn't near as bad. Coming home, I waited till the last minute to come home and had to do it in 2 days.
And you got on the expressway.
Yes, sir.
And came back.
And 21 hours later.
You went all the way across South Dakota and took a right.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's basically the way it works when you go up there. It's a straight drop straight down.
But absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's
worth
beautiful.
I look at it now, and I think the day after I got back, I probably wasn't saying this, but it was the best trip I've ever made.
Well, I'll tell you what, South Dakota's a pretty state.
It's gorgeous. The whole thing, all the way through, we live in such an amazing country, and it was just unbelievable.
Now, come on, it's not an amazing country, you know. Listen to the Democrats. Come on.
No, it's an awesome country, and let somebody tell me different. I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, well, you and I both have served, so we know how awesome it's a country. A lot of people never been outside this country, so they don't know how awesome this country really, really is.
Yes, sir.
Where did you go?
Well, I'm actually all over the world. There was when I got out, there were 16 countries I hadn't been to, but that's grown. Because they keep making countries, it seems like. But
yeah, some break up and become more
that's
countries.
Right.
Yeah.
Lived in London, England for 3 years and worked at the American Embassy. And so I got to travel extensively all over Europe during that time.
Cool.
And that was very cool. And then married a lady that's from England.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to go back and spend time with her parents. And unfortunately, she lost her dad last year. But
Tell her I'm sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes, sir, and it's been rough on her, but her mom's still there, and we need to get back. But whenever we would go, we'd always try to go to a different place that I hadn't been to, you know, for at least a day or two.
So have you been out far east yet?
I've been Laos and to
– You've been to the far east if you've
Korea.
Been to Laos.
Yes, sir.
South Korea is a great country.
It is. And like I said, I'm – one of the things that it definitely teaches you is looking back at America, seeing it in a different eye, a different view, but also to listen to others talk about it. And when they get to railing on how terrible America is when we're most successful in doing the things we're supposed to be doing. So I know that's a little bit on
you know what makes me really proud right now? All this crap that's going on with China over there with Hong Kong. What flag are those people waving?
That's exactly right.
They're waving our flag.
Well, in Venezuela, and you know, we're trying to get to socialism, and they're trying to get out of it.
Yeah, so they're trying to get as far away from it as possible.
Yes,
yeah, I understand. Okay, let's get back. We'll get back. No, it's me. I'm the one who chases rabbits. Let's get back and talk further about insurance. Let's just kind of go buy different types of insurance? I know that you want to, if you can, with a person, have them bring all of their insurance under one umbrella with you.
Of course.
That's the way they're going to save money. But let's just start off with home insurance.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the things a person typically doesn't consider when they're considering putting your home under an insurance policy?
Well, the main one is that what people don't want to forget, or that they really want to pay attention to, is that we kind of touched on it. It's about $110 a square foot to rebuild a house. So whatever you have your home insured for, you want to make sure that there's enough in there to be able to rebuild it back to the way it was before the fire.
Okay.
Or the destruction. And so, you know, the little things, one of the things that I'll always tell people, with all the different insurances, and I need everybody to understand, you'll hear the honesty in this, is that with all the different insurances, they all come with their own niche. And so one's not always going to be perfect for everyone. And I'll be able to tell you that. We'll be able to look at it, sit down, I can give you your circumstances. And if Allstate's not right for you, then at least you'll know, and you know where you can go to do that. Just as an example, Allstate, our niche is a new roof. If you've got a new roof, there's not going to be an insurance company in Arkansas that's going to be cheaper than Allstate. And you know, especially buying a new house, I mean, I would really consider Allstate. And you can give us a call, 501-819-0373, and we can talk to you and show you. I wrote a house the other day that was, I think it worked out, it was somewhere around $840, and it was a 1,600 square foot house.
Okay.
But it was just brand new. She had just finished it. She was just moving into it, just bought it. So that's the kind of thing, like I said, I mean, if we look at it, let us do an audit. Let us talk about it. But the biggest things is you want to make sure that your liability, if someone falls and strikes their head on your doorstep, you got to understand you're going to be responsible for their bills.
Yeah, let me throw in something here. If you happen to have a job that maybe puts you out in the public eye, let's say you're a radio talk show host.
That's right.
You may want to have a little bit more money to cover you, because somebody might hurt themselves and they think, well, you know, he's swimming around in cash. And so they come looking for an extra cash. I did that. I added that on.
Well, and that's one of the things you can do with that. You can add it to your different policies, whether it be your auto policy or your home policy. And that's a good thing to do. But another thing to consider is the cheapest way to do it and make sure that you get it the most bang from your buck is you could add something like an umbrella policy. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but the umbrella is just what it says. It covers you. So whenever your liability on your home or the liability on your auto is finished and you meet your max on it, then your umbrella would kick in and carry out to whatever you set it at, $1 million, $2 million. But because it's not used daily, because it's not something that's going to be hit automatically, they're very, very inexpensive. So it's a wonderful way of adding that liability, that coverage, without having to pay big bucks for.
Yeah, and that's what I have.
Yes, sir.
And just so to make sure that I'm covered, because
right.
I understand that. I'm not saying it's going to be a best friend or somebody like that, but if it's just somebody who's attending my house, maybe having a barbecue, and I've met them, and so I've invited them over, and they're over by the pool, and they trip on the, you know, by the pool and hit their head, they might think that they can get a few more dollars out of me, and I got a little bit more coverage just in case.
Or if you're in a
car,
that's right. Or if you're in a car wreck, the other thing to think about, you're in a car wreck and somebody, you get out and they realize who you are. And if they know you like I know you, they know you're rich. And so so if they, you know, they think they can get more
That's
out
good.
Of you. So it's just a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It really is.
He really knows me, and he knows I'm not anywhere near rich. Believe me, I'm in radio. I'm not in TV, and even being in TV now is not the way it used to be.
That's exactly right.
I can tell you that for a fact. Okay, so that's one thing to look at. You're saying that if you got a new, when you say a new roof, how old?
Within 3 years, 2 to 3 years. And then, you know, there's other factors that factor in, and we're always very competitive. Very competitive on homeowners insurance. And so I'll be right there. You know, I may not always be the least expensive, but I'm always going to be the best. And that's how I look at it as far as it's concerned.
Well, the way I look at it, if I got to pay a little bit more to get a whole lot more coverage,
right,
I'll pay a little bit more. And we'll talk about that as we continue. Wayne and I are going to be on here for this hour. He always says, an hour, Dave? I can't talk about insurance for an hour. Yeah, you can.
Give us a call. Give us something to talk about.
Yeah, you got something you want to ask, you go right ahead, 823-0965. It's Dave Elswick Show. We're talking insurance right now here on 101.1 FM, The Answer. Back with you, Dave Elswick Show, and we're talking car insurance today. Dwayne Smith is here. He's an Allstate agent. That means in a cage in his office, he has Mr. Mayhem, and he keeps him away from you, and that's a good thing. Because Mr. Mayhem, whether he's a cat or whether he's parking cars at the local football game, will cause you problems. Just to let you know, those are some of the greatest commercials ever conceived.
Or snow on your car.
Oh, I love that one. I'm making snow angels. That's right. You got to love that kind of stuff. But yeah, but they bring a very valid point in a humorous way to people's attention. You got to be prepared for the most, for things to happen that you're not prepared to happen.
That's right.
And that's where you come in.
It is. I don't think that most folks realize, but Allstate started in 1931, and it started in Sears and Roebuck stores in Chicago.
Yeah.
And spread.
Been around, haven't they?
Yes, sir. And spread throughout the United States, always in Sears stores. And there was a time when, that was the only store that you could buy most of your goods from.
Yep.
And so when they moved into a state, it had an Allstate agency inside the store. And so as people bought cars and started doing it, today, the insurance business is over $500 billion a year. That's with a B, Dave.
Yes.
And the thing that, I want folks to realize, we're number two in the United States in property and casualty. And that is strong. In Arkansas, we just are not that well known, but they've always been there, and they're always, they're huge. They're throughout the United States.
Okay, so we touched a little bit on home. I wanted to ask specifically about one thing.
Okay.
And I warn people about this all the time, and that is we have tornadoes in Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't know that. And the bottom, and I know you know that, I'm talking about to my listeners, and I'm sure you know it. If you live in Valonia, I know you know about tornadoes. But here's the key. You get hit by a tornado, maybe you have all the necessary insurance to build your house back, but do you have the insurance necessary to clean up after your house has been destroyed?
That's exactly right. Part of the issue, too, is that always making sure that there's enough in there for debris removal, but also about your contents. And I tell folks, the easiest way to think about contents is if you picked up a house, if you could pick up a house, and you took took it and turned it upside down and shook it. Anything that fell out of that house is what we call contents. And so if something was to happen and your contents were burnt or ruined or what have you, you want enough coverage to be able to purchase the TVs that you had, the chairs, the couches, that sort of thing. So it's very important that, again, when you're sitting down and you're going over everything, that you, yes, get the best price that you can get, but also make sure that you're getting the best coverage that you can get. And that's where I come in, and again, it's where I think I excel at, is I'll talk to you. If I don't get your business, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd much rather run you off being truthful than lie to you and get your business.
Okay. All right. So we've talked about people's homes. Let's talk about you can go out and do this now and pick one up, a pickup truck that's almost as expensive as your house that
that's
you first
exactly
bought.
Right.
All right. So that means you got to be sure that you got comprehensive coverage on that car, because you're going to be paying for it for a long time, typically. So what are some of the main things people need to keep in mind?
There, another thing, too, is again, that conversation. But talking to folks about, rather than, you know, trying to up your deductible to lower your premiums, perhaps we talk about that, and we talk about the making, you know, sure that you're covering everything the way it's supposed to be covered for you. Today, if you go to get your tags, we all know that you have to have proof of insurance and insurance on your car. And so the state minimums are $25,000, $50,000, $25,000.
Okay. And those are minimum.
Well, that's exactly right. And I tell everybody, whether you like to hear it or not, this is the truth. If you have $25,000, $50,000, $25,000 on your car insurance right now, you are underinsured. I talked to a guy today, in fact, and he was hit by a car, and the other person was at fault, and he was badly injured. In fact, he's disabled and unable to go back to work.
Oh, wow.
And he had over $180,000 worth of medical bills. And because the person that hit him had state minimums, he got a check for $25,000 from the insurance company. Well over $100,000 of bills, and he got a $25,000 check. Folks, there's not a car running on the road today that is less than $25,000. There's a few maybe, and you'll know them, but for the most part, everything, and that's where, again, my luck, if I pulled out, I'd hit a Mercedes, and it's a $80,000 car, and I've got, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, and... And that, you know, $25,000 that it's talking about. So let me explain this. $25,000 is your medical for one person in the car, up to $25,000 per person medically. If there's more than one person in the cars that are hurt, it'll pay up to $50,000 as an aggregate for medical bills. The $25,000 that's at the end of that, so $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, is for the vehicles. And if you're at fault, that's your vehicle.
If you've gone out and bought a new car and you got in for $25,000 and it's a pickup truck or an SUV, who'd you steal it from?
Well, and let's take that a step further. Not only is that $25,000 for your vehicle, but if you're at fault, it's for the other vehicle as well. And it goes to them first. So anything that's over that is out of your pocket. And so it's very, very important to have that conversation with your insurance agent. And talking about, you know, what is best suited for you, and okay, and making sure that you're covered, and getting it, and I agree with getting the best price, but you want to get the best insurance.
But you have to have the coverage.
That's right.
You know, it's like anything else. If whatever you pay doesn't cover what you need to be covered, then it's not worth what you're paying.
That's exactly right. And the only time that you'll ever find out that you're in that situation is when it's too late.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I can understand when you're, you know, you're pinching pennies because you're a husband, you're a father, you're paying on a house, you're paying to put your kids in school and all the other things that go on. But you gotta play, as I like to say, you gotta play the game smart. And that's where Dwayne comes in. You go sit down with him. And when we come back, we got to take a break. In the final segment with him, I'm going to have him talk about, he does a thing called an audit. You come in, bring your insurance with you. He will audit with you. And he will, I would say, 96% of the time, beat whatever it is you bring into the front door with you. Just so you'll know, I'm that sure about it. We'll come back. We'll talk more about all of this on the Dave Elswick Show, 101.1 FM, The Answer. 13 minutes till 3 o'clock. Coming up at 3, you'll want to definitely be with me because we're going to be talking to Stephanie Taub. She's a senior counsel to First Liberty Institute, and we're going to be looking at the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the arguments made yesterday in the Supreme Court dealing with sexual orientation or gender identity discrimination. big, big things happening there. We're going to talk about it, try to bring us up all on what exactly is happening. And then at 3:35, Congressman French Hill will be with us. And we got two major topics to talk about in our 25 minutes with him this Wednesday. And that is, one, Syria, and then two, impeachment and what the White House did yesterday with the letter they sent to the House. So I'll be wanting to hear what the congressman has to say about that. All right, so let's continue on with Duane Smith. He is here. He's with Allstate. Duane is on my show every day of me talking about his business because he knows his business, and he'll help you with his knowledge of insurance. Let's talk about, you were telling me that people need to have an audit done.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that.
The biggest thing about getting insurance, and once you've got it and you're comfortable and you like the guy that, or the person that you purchased your insurance from, people have a tendency to just kind of back down and let it go quiet because it seems like it's maybe better that way. And in reality, that's not the case. It needs to be an open relationship where you're talking on a regular basis and talking every 3 to 6 months and you know, at least every year about everything that you're doing. And so if you were to get all of your declaration pages or your policy information and bring it to us, we'll sit down and we go through it. And if you're properly covered at a rate that is fantastic, then we let you know. Spoke with a young lady yesterday that we looked at everything and we couldn't better it in price or in insurance. She was properly covered. And so I told her that and actually,
and she smiled.
She did. She went away feeling better about what she had because she came in saying that they were charging her too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we looked at everything and I explained how the coverages worked and what everything was, and was honest with her, she was happy. And that's the relationship that I'm looking for. If I can't sell you something, I can be honest with you. I can talk to you. We can show you where that, you know, at least build that relationship. And that's important to me.
Yeah, but here's what you do. Yeah, you want to close a sale. There's nothing wrong with that. However, you're going to make sure that closing the sale means that the other person is getting a good deal.
The best deal that's possible, yes, sir.
That's correct. I mean, you're not going to make sure that you look and you go, well, this is pretty good, man, what they got. But I'm going to sell them anyway because I need the business.
No.
That's not the way you do business.
Well, and that doesn't cause you to grow and to become successful over time doing business that way. And the way I look at it is I will be successful. It is going to happen. It's just going to be done the right way. And I may not be, you know, gangbusters and selling the number one salesman in Arkansas, that pretty close, but I'm not. But I can guarantee you that I won't do something that you will regret or I will regret.
Okay, so when folks come in and you do this audit with them, now they're thinking home insurance, they're thinking car insurance. If they have a motorcycle, they should think about motorcycle insurance. They got a boat, probably think about boat insurance.
That's right.
You all do life insurance.
Yes, sir. And we're actually very, very good at life insurance. One of the things we offer, I don't believe anyone in the state of Arkansas offers like we do, but it's income replacement insurance. And it's set up to where, rather than getting a $300,000 lump sum, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but 93% of all the lottery winners in the United States are filing bankruptcy within 3 years of winning the lottery.
That's because I've never won it.
Well, there's truth in that. But the thing, you'd be the 3%. But But part of what happens is that people get a lump sum and they just start throwing the money out and buying stuff and not really paying attention. And so one of the deals that I like is the way that this life insurance is set up is that it pays a monthly income. So if you go in there and you say, you know, I bring home $5,000 a month, then whenever you purchase a life insurance policy, we do it for $300,000, the life insurance policy. And then what it's designed to do is for 5 years, it will pay $5,000 a month. out. And then that way, and it also has a built-in deal where it pays $10,000 the first check.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for burial and for all the you know, stuff at the end. But over time, each month, they're going to get a check, and it's tax-free. But it's every month, they get a check for $5,000.
It's a nice check to get.
Well, and it's just making sure that your family is taken care of when you depart.
That's why you buy life insurance.
That's right. And to me, it's not – I don't want to give them $300,000 and expect that to last. It won't last for 5 years. I just don't see how it could. But if you set it up this way, then you know that they're at least getting your income for the next 5 years if, God forbid, something happened.
You know what they say is the first thing you should get if you win the lottery? The CPA.
That's exactly. Well, there's, yes, sir, that's right.
And let them help you take care of it because you want to protect that money.
And we do things like annuities and things like that,
yeah,
that we can help you with. And we're you know, kind of a one-stop shop as far as that's concerned. But I think that my biggest concern is just making sure that when we discuss things, that we discuss all the different aspects, the various, you know, things like people don't think about it, but boats. You were talking about boats. Not only do we insure the boats at a very, very low rate, and mm-hmm, we're super competitive, if not the best, on pricing, but what about the trailer that it hauls around?
See, that's what I'm
saying.
You
know, or motors, the ATVs. We do ATVs. People have got them, and they don't have anything on them.
Ooh, that's not good.
You know, and today, you know, an average lawnmower is $6,500. Can you imagine? I mean, that just blows my mind when I think about it. I think I paid $8,600 for ours just because we have so much acreage to mow. But the biggest things that people don't talk about is what happens if that lawnmower is in a barn out on your property and burns down.
Yep.
You know, and is that
it covered?
That's right. And so those are the kind of things that I think most people don't want to think about. And obviously, that's a terrible thing is to think about death. Or to think about burning or something happening to you. And for some reason, everybody thinks that you're going to bring it on to yourself if you talk about it. That's not the case. And you know, and again, if we talk about it, I'm not necessarily going to sell you something.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. If you have a home, and let's say you've had it for, I'm just going to arbitrarily say 10 years, okay? And you've had it for 10 years. You spent a lot of money on all that stuff that's inside your home. How can you make sure that if something bad happens and takes out what you have, that you'll be able to replace what you have at the cost of what it cost today, not when you bought it?
That's right. It's to buy the replacement insurance. There are different ways to write things. If you ever hear of someone talking about ACV or RCT, the biggest things that you can do is make sure that you're getting a replacement cost. Now, they do tend to go up each year in increments. So far, knock on wood, Allstate has been really good about being steady and stable. But one of the things that you want to pay attention to is if it's written ACV, your actual cost value, then your policy is going to be worth what your house was worth when you first took out the insurance.
Yeah, that's fine, but it's worth a lot more now.
Right, and because it costs a lot more to rebuild the house and all those things that we've talked about, those are the kind of, you know, questions that people need to be asking.
All right, just giving you some things to talk to Duane a bit about. Go in, he'll give you a cup of coffee. I know he'll do that. Duane Smith is over on Keel in Sherwood. He's going to give you the exact address in just a moment. He'll give you the phone number. He'll give you – you got your website up now.
I do,
so
yes, sir.
So he'll give you a place you go on web. Here you go. It's all yours now. Tell him where to go.
Our actual address is 3920 East Keel Avenue, Sherwood, Arkansas. It's Suite 8. Best way to tell you is it's right behind Subway in that little shopping center that brings you to. And our phone number is 501-819-0373. And you can find us online. I'm on Facebook, Allstate agent Duane Smith, on Facebook. And that's a really good place to get. Or you can You can get us on my website, which is allstateagents/DwayneSmith@allstate.com.
All right. Those are all the places to go. What's the phone number one more time?
501-819-0373.
Give him a call. I will promise you this. If he can't beat what you've already got, it can't be beat. Dwayne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate you coming in. Let's take a break coming up. Stephanie Taub, Senior Counsel for First Liberty Institute. And the Civil Rights Act of 64 argued yesterday before the Supreme Court. What happened? She'll tell us when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.